This is Mac DeMarco. This next song is going out to all you frat boys out there.
It is 7 a.m. and you are listening to BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. This is your musical savior, your voice in the resistance, Steve Fox, broadcasting from the Citadel of Liberty, San Francisco, telling all of my brothers and sisters across this great republic, whether you are here or behind enemy lines, rise up, work toward a greater liberty in this revolution, because it is always time for the rest of America to wake the F up.
Conspiracy, give me a pinky. Free. Yeah. What you said.
Stupid computer made a mistake in the measurements, right? Boots too tight.
There is a logical way to proceed, Doctor. You point your toe, apply equal pressure to either side of the boot, and push. We have no time for emotionalism.
This is Dr. McCoy, our chief medical officer.
Darris, secretary to the National Socialist Party.
How do you do? What in blazes is this?
BFF.FM.
I don't think
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Heidi hi. Heidi ho. Babies, I'm back. Steve Fox hanging with you on another week of Wake the F Up. As we continue to plow through 2018 and continue to resist the illegal regime that resides in the White House and the complicit Trumpites in the House of Representatives in the Senate and those who still follow this cult. We fight. We stand. More indictments yesterday. Russian nationals, Russian operatives, Russian army intelligence. The GRU indictments against them. All of the evidence so far that has been presented to the American people within these indictments has pointed back to the Russians. It is Russian interference. It is not fake news. It is not a hoax. It is not a witch hunt, babies. It is the Russians. And there are connections to American operatives, and they will be brought forth. I guarantee you, this thing is going to explode over the summer. And we shall stand up and fight back and rock your world and rock this revolution. Stick with us here at BFF.FM and wake the F up. Because we are continuing the fight.
I forgot that disco sucks. I ended up with nobody and I started feeling dumb. Maybe I should play the lead guitar and Pat should play the drums. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the strap with the lightning strap. Kicking the door, more hardcore, rocking out like it's 94. Let's turn up the radio, turn off those stupid singing. Settled down with my girl and I made up with my dad. Had to go and make a few mistakes so I could find out who I am. I'm letting all of these feelings out even if it means I fail. Cause this is what I was meant to do and you can't put that on sale. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the start with the lightning strap. Kicking the door, more hardcore. It's 94. Let's turn up the radio. Turn off those stupid singing shows. I know where we need to go. Back to the shack. We belong in the rock world. And there is so much left to do.
You're gonna be in a great mood all day because you're gonna be slapping your troubles away. Here's a potato, one slap, but you add a mushroom, 4 or 5 seconds, it's done. This thing, stop having a boring life. Put it here like this. Now you're gonna have a nice, and you're gonna love this.
BFF.FM.
On the first day of the first month, in some distant year, the whole sky froze gold. Some said it was the aftermath of the radium bomb, while others told of a final retribution, a terrible revenge of the gods.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. There's a lot more shoes to drop from this centipede, said John McCain about Trump and Russia shortly after Trump got rid of the United States attorney for the Southern District of New York as part of what might have been a political purge Trump saw, Sean Hannity suggests on cable. Only this U.S. attorney wouldn't resign, so Trump fired him in a Saturday massacre, you know, like Watergate. And then we were reminded that the guy he'd fired had prosecuted and put into prison a Russian spy who was based in New York posing as a banker and another Russian mobster who ran one of New York's highest stakes illegal poker games, usually in an apartment at Trump Tower. And then the guy he fired was banned from Russia by Vladimir Putin. It's not just that McCain's analogy is apt. It is as if there are no shoes on the Trump human centipede that are not about Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump claims his phones were tapped. Then Kellyanne Conway emerges from wherever she was hiding to suggest that, never mind Trump's crazy claim, there may have been wholesale surveillance of the Trump campaign, possibly including, quote, microwaves that turn into cameras. We know this is a fact of modern life. Microwaves, you say. Obama was spying on Trump using microwave ovens to find out about Russia, Russia, Russia. Meanwhile, Trump's boy, Russia expert and frequent flyer to Russia, Carter Page, the second name Trump ever dropped as a foreign policy advisor, writes a letter to two senators claiming his phones were also tapped. Doesn't that mean that Trump is part of the investigation of his gang's connections to Russia? No reason to believe there's any investigation by the Justice Department, says Trump's press secretary. He didn't get that from us, says the Department of Justice off the record. I didn't say no, says Trump's press secretary in return. I said we weren't aware of Russia, Russia, Russia. Through campaign spokesperson Hope Hicks, Trump gang members Flynn, Sessions, J.D. Gordon denied meeting with the Russian ambassador Kislyak. Turns out they all met with him, then all fudged the truth about meeting with him. Then CNN turns up a video of Kislyak last October, and he's fudging the truth about meeting with them. Russia, Russia, Russia. Trump henchman Roger Stone boasts about trading admiring messages with the hacker Guccifer 2.0. Not only does the American intelligence community believe Guccifer is the front for the Russian spies who hacked the Democratic National Committee, but Stone himself believes Guccifer is responsible for hacking the Democratic National Committee. In fact, he wrote a piece stating this for Breitbart on August 5th, which was 9 days after Trump's news conference when Trump said of Hillary Clinton's emails, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. Russia, Russia, Russia. Of course, days before he boasted about contact with Guccifer, Stone had already boasted about handling to Julian Assange, who posted the hacked DNC files, at which last August Stone boasted he knew the DNC materials were about John Podesta. The presumption is there's a middleman between the Russian spy hackers and Assange, and just about the only thing Roger Stone has yet to boast about would be if he were that middleman. Russia, Russia, Russia. Then there's the Trump pet Englishman, the Brexit conspirator Nigel Farage. March 7, WikiLeaks releases documents purporting to reveal CIA hacking tools. March 9, Farage is photographed coming out of the London embassy of the nation of Ecuador, where for the last 5 years, in the actual embassy, has lived Julian Assange. Asked if he had just met with Assange, presumably moments earlier, Farage actually says he can't remember why he was in the building. Later, a source in Farage's right-wing extremist political party reportedly confirms Farage met with Assange. That same day, Assange holds a news conference, pimping his supposed CIA documents and promising new revelations. March 10, Business Insider publishes non-WikiLeaks correspondence showing support going back 6 years for Assange from Farage's political party. By the way, as late as October 10th, Donald Trump gave a speech in which he bellowed, "I love WikiLeaks," and Trump himself did not say a thing about the presumed purloined CIA docs as WikiLeaks released them. And as recently as February 25th, Nigel Farage had dinner with Trump. Russia, Russia, Russia. And there's Trump and the Russian fertilizer billionaire. A Florida newspaper now wondering why 9 years ago, Dmitry Rybolovlev bought a Palm Beach mansion from Trump, apparently for about $50 million more than Trump himself originally paid for it. $50 million more. and why twice during the campaign and again as recently as last month, rival Olev's private plane landed at a U.S. airport just before or just after Trump's own plane landed at the same airports. Russia, Russia, Russia. And lastly, there was the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, who was so pissed off that Trump claimed he had been phone tapped, that Clapper went public with the news that in January, days after he briefed Trump about the existence of the Russian showers dossier compiled by the former British spy Christopher Steele, Trump called him and asked him to publicly say that dossier wasn't true. Clapper wouldn't. Russia, Russia, Russia. Everything Trump touches turns into another story about Trump and Russia. Oops, I take that back. General Michael Flynn, the very brief national security advisor who was paid to appear at a gala for a Kremlin-controlled television propaganda outlet, the very brief national security advisor who was paid to go to Moscow to be part of a standing ovation for Putin, the very brief national security advisor who told the Russians not to worry about sanctions for allegedly meddling in our election, the very brief national security advisor who either lied to the vice president about Russia or got the vice president to lie for him about Russia. While he was sitting in on the classified U.S. intelligence briefings Trump was getting as the Republican presidential candidate, Flynn was a paid lobbyist for the nation of Turkey. Turkey, Turkey, Turkey. Which only partially obscures the fact that Flynn, like Trump's call to Clapper, like the sale of the Palm Beach mansion, like Farage's visit to Assange, like Stone's contact with Guccifer, like Kislyak's denial, and Gordon's denial, and Sessions' denial, and Trump firing the U.S. attorney personally banned by Vladimir Putin, all mainline back to Russia, Russia, Russia. Resist. Peace.
FM. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Effigy on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you for a little while longer. We are driving through another Saturday morning. Another day closer to victory. Today's word is engage. We must engage. I had a very good friend have a really good conversation with them yesterday about engagement on Facebook and other social media. Now, there is the theory that really we can't engage Trumpites. We can't engage the other side because they're just not going to listen to us. Well, you know, that could be 98% true. And if we come at it from a perspective of being angry, and yes, we should be angry, but we have to engage with the other side and talk to them about facts. And talk to them about true and utter grievances against this regime. As long as we don't allow them to gaslight us in conversation, and as long as we turn around their whataboutisms, there is no reason not to engage. For those of us who have a voice, it is our responsibility to engage. We should talk with them adamantly, emotionally, but with facts, because facts matter and feelings matter. Both are equal. The things that are happening out of the executive branch and the House of Representatives and those in the Senate who are backing this regime
are despicable. Engage with the other side. And more importantly, engage with those who need to vote. I've said it before, I'll say it again. In this summer that is pushing a wave of liberty, we have to be the force behind that wave. Engage. Discuss. Donate your time. Donate some cash for progressive causes and progressive candidates. Register to vote, register others to vote, and make sure everybody votes. We can do this. We can totally do this. BFF.fm, best frequencies forever. Fox here for just a little bit longer. Wake the F up. It's the Smithereens.
Only a memory.
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Reverse the curse. Brand new music from Shadow Party right here on Wake the F Up. Fox with you for just a couple more minutes. I wanted to leave you today with words from Rod Rosenstein, who came out and announced the indictments yesterday. And this quote is important. When we confront foreign interference in American elections, it's important for us to avoid thinking politically as Republicans or Democrats, and instead to think patriotically as Americans. Our response must not depend on who was victimized. The internet allows foreign adversaries to attack America in new and unexpected ways. Free and fair elections are hard-fought and contentious. There will always be adversaries who work to exasperate domestic differences and try to confuse, divide, and conquer us. So long as we are united in our commitment to the values enshrined in the Constitution, they will not succeed. And they will not succeed. And those who colluded, conspired, and committed treason will pay the piper. Stand up. Fight back. Never give in, babies. And resist. Fox out.